One early morning when the people of Metz were just beginning to awake. The Shagist Arye was standing by the door of Rafol's bedroom.
Rafol, Rafol, a good morgen.
He's not answering.
Rafol, Rafol.
Wait, he's not here. Maybe he went outside.
Rafolke, 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 Rafolke.
Oi, I hope he's already in the Beis Medrash. When the Shagist Arye came to the Beis Medrash, he saw that Rafol wasn't there. He called his Gabbai Chaiko.
Chaiko, I don't know what happened to Rafol. Please do me a favor, go with some younger light and try to search around the city. And please let me know as soon as you find him.
By late afternoon, Rafol was still nowhere to be found. The Shagist Arye sent out more people to look, to ask, to search. But by late that night, when the Shagist Arye was sitting at home, very anxious as to where Rafol was, the Rosh HaKehillah, Reb Yankel, came to the Shagist Arye's house.
Rebbe, I'm sorry, but it seems that Rafol has disappeared. We have no information to what might have happened.
Reb Yankel, thank you for all your efforts. The main thing that we need to do now is be mispal to the Ribbono Shel Olam.
Kindelach, the Shagist Arye was terribly sad. He decided to fast and be mispal to the Ribbono Shel Olam to guide them and give them siyata dishmaya in finding Rafol. In the days that followed, meetings took place in Metz. The Rosh HaKehillah, the people in charge, were frantically trying to do anything possible to at least find out where Rafol was.
Rabbi Rabbi Nu, Rabbi nu, Rabbi still, Rabbi Isai, still. Rabbi Isai, it's pretty obvious that someone has done something to Rafol. The only question is what and why. But we can't waste any more time. We spent a whole last night talking and talking, but we still haven't come up with any information. Does anybody have any new ideas?
I still don't understand why we don't go to the police. They might be able to help us.
Maisha Yitzchak is right. The police might be interested in helping us.
Rabbi Isai, like I explained last night, when it comes to the police, they're not going to help us whatsoever. Unfortunately, they don't usually seem too interested in helping the Yidden. Especially, for all we know, this could have something to do with the Galochim.
But why don't we just hang up signs around the city or something?
Was redst du? Who's gonna read the signs? The chickens?
All of a sudden, there was a knock at the door, and in rushed Bumi, one of the Askonim.
Rabbi Sai, I have some news, but not very good. I found out where Rafol is. I had to pay a big bribe. I paid 75 gold coins for this information.
So what happened already? Tell us already.
Patience. After I paid the big bribe, this is what I found out. A friend of the son of the Archbishop of Rents told me that the Galochim here in Metz have taken Rafol to the monastery outside the city and is being held there.
Oh no.
Rachmoni Litzlan, oy vey is mir.
It's even worse, Rabbi Sai. They are teaching him the Tomene Sachen every day.
It's taka terrible, but at least we know where he is.
The Shagist Arya was notified about the newest information that they had received, and he was very, very sad. Meanwhile, in the monastery where Rafal was taken.
Tell me, Paul, where's the boy?
We carried him straight to the guest room, Sir Luke.
Is he up?
Nope, he's downstairs.
That's not what I meant. Is he up? Is he up?
Nope, he's down, down in the basement. Don't you understand?
I am asking, is he awake?
Oh, by now I hope he's sleeping. He was crying for a long time.
As soon as he awakes, let me know. I want to introduce myself. After all, he's a new member of our family.
Okay, I'll check up on him soon.